You're listening to the Treasure Island Baseball Network.
For the sixth time this season, in the second half of this season at least, Pablo Lopez will try to snap a Twins losing skid. His impressive last 2 months is the focus of today's Select Heartland Chevy storyline. After setting a great tone by allowing just one run in seven innings and picking up the win on opening day, Pablo hit a rough patch. He allowed four or more runs in eight of the next 18 starts to close out the first half of the season, including 10 outings where he did not go more than five innings. He had a 5.11 ERA before the break, but the righty kept trying to figure things out, and that tenacity impressed Kyle Farmer.
It takes a pretty strong person mentally to come back from that, and he has, and he's done a good job. And he's the leader of our pitching staff, and always fun to play behind him.
Yeah, and Farmer gets that opportunity tonight, penciled in at third base. Ryan Jeffers will be Pablo's battery mate this evening, and Ryan cannot single out a specific area which has keyed Lopez's turnaround.
There's not one thing you can put a finger on. Everything he's doing pretty much has gotten better. So by him doing that, he's really gotten back to one of the best pitchers in the game.
Yeah, he has been one of the best pitchers in the game in the second half, posting a 6-1 record with an ERA a hair over 2 in 9 starts. Pablo is tied for the second most wins since the break with the 4th best ERA, and he has tossed the 6th most innings. Rotation mate Bailey Ober knows what stands out to him about Pablo during this impressive stretch.
I think he's moving really well on the mound right now. I think his fluidity with his mechanics are really on point right now, so everything's looking the same. It's for hitters, it's hard to tell what's coming, and he's able to keep mixing and keep guys off balance. And right now, obviously, I mean, he just hit, I think, his career high in velo last outing, so that always helps too.
Yeah, it did. The velo topped the charts at 98.6 miles per hour on a fastball last Thursday against Tampa, the fastest pitch of Pablo's career. Lopez's numbers seem to heat up as the weather does, with August and September being the best months in his career. In fact, he's 10-3 in those 2 months the last two seasons now. Simeon Woods Richardson thinks there is another reason that forecasts Pablo's summer success.
I just think he learned his routine and what he needs to take care of. I don't know when it comes to weather. I'm not a meteorologist. I don't know. But when it comes to that, I think he just learned himself really well and knows his craft, knows what he needs to do to get ready for August, September.
Yeah, that preparation has been a key to Pablo's strong second half and keeping the team afloat while the offense has been struggling, something much appreciated by a guy like Royce Lewis.
Man, he's been the same level-headed guy, and I think that's why he is who he is, and that's why he's able to dominate. And this second half has been his, and it's been so special to watch and play behind. And I'm looking forward to him to go out there and do it again today, another dominant outing. I feel like he's just bringing it all together at the right time.
His starts in the second half have come at the right time. Again, 5 of his 6 wins since the break have followed a Twins loss. He's won his last 4 decisions. He had that 23 1/3 consecutive inning streak, which has snapped last out. And he has allowed only 2 home runs total over his last 6 starts. That is our storyline presented by Select Heartland Chevy Dealers. Log on to ChevyDealOnline.com to find a dealer near you. Pablo's going to have first pitch in the second game of this series versus the Angels coming up here on your home for Twins Baseball.